Welcome to Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that keeps you healthy and helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. So who out there is always tired? Always tired, complaining of fatigue? Who always feels like they need to take a nap? Who's guilty of waking up and planning already when they're going to take a nap, how they can get a nap in, and what time they're going to go to bed? Those are signs of fatigue. Fatigue is a feeling that you are chronically tired. Not only is fatigue a mental sensation, but it's also a physical one. It can be caused by a number of factors, including an unhealthy lifestyle and unhealthy lifestyle choices. It can also be caused by workplace problems, family issues, and certainly stress. There are so many different ways that you can boost your energy. But certainly if you have a health issue, you should contact your health practitioner first to see that you don't have an underlying medical condition that might be causing this fatigue. But generally speaking, if you're tired, I can tell you this. There is a fountain of energy sitting right beneath you, and I'm going to help you find it. Right beneath you is all of this amazing energy, and I am the living example of this. I hear it all the time. Where do you get your energy from? Where do you get your energy from? I feel very blessed that I have a lot of energy. My energy starts right when I wake up. I'm one of these people that just springs right out of bed. I'm raring to go the second I get up. My energy does eventually run out. And if my husband is listening right now, he's probably laughing because it runs out as soon as I hit the couch at approximately 7 p.m. And when that happens, I'm sound asleep. But the point is that throughout the day, I don't feel that fatigue. I don't feel tired. However, this wasn't always the case. And throughout the years and throughout me getting educated and throughout me working with individuals, I've sort of learned and I've sort of educated myself in understanding where this energy can come from naturally. And I'm going to stress the naturally because on the market these days, there's a lot of supplements out there that claim that they can give you this energy and that is not giving it to you naturally. And a lot of these products are not good for your health. So food, first of all, is what gives us energy. That is our primary energy source. It's broken down in the digestive system and it is absorbed through the stomach. The rest is absorbed through the small intestines, and the body's preferred energy source is glucose, which comes from carbohydrates. It also comes from fatty acids, which is from fats, and amino acids, which comes from proteins. And I'm not going to bore you with all the blah, blah, blah of where these nutrients come from. But the bottom line is, if you eat the right things, you will get the right energy. So how do you start? Because I know you guys are all out there and you're all listening going, well, I eat every day and I'm still feeling tired. You're eating the wrong things. Putting the right type of fuel in your car is going to enhance the performance of the vehicle. Dietary suggestions. If you want more energy, look at your diet and follow the following guidelines. First and foremost, this one's so easy. Drink more water. A dehydrated body is one that will not function efficiently. I have clients all the time that will text me right away out of the gate in a new program, and they'll say, I'm feeling really tired. I think there's something lacking in my program. I think we need to tweak some things. And I'll ask them, how much water are you taking in? Usually they are dehydrated. The second you get more water in your intake, it's like the wilted flower that springs up, and suddenly you have more energy. So first things first, make sure that you are getting enough water. 8 glasses a day is the recommended amount. That is eight ounce glasses, which is 64 ounces. But I usually tell people to aim for about 100. Be careful with caffeine. Actually, caffeine does give you energy. Coffee, tea, cola can burst your energy and your mental alertness, but more than 6 caffeinated drinks a day can make you anxious, irritable, and actually give you negative effect on performance. Often energy drinks can cause a crash when this caffeine wears off. And I can tell you that this is what happens to me, and this is what happens to a lot of you, and you don't even realize it. There's this huge influx of these energy drinks that are out there. You can find them everywhere now. I mean, they are literally everywhere. You can find them at gas stations. You can find them at grocery stores. You can find them at convenience stores. And they are loaded with energy. And yes, when you drink them, you will get a boost. But as soon as that caffeine wears off, you feel like you have drank NyQuil. People don't make that association. They don't see that they're crashing. They just feel that they are just getting tired. But in a sense, what is happening is they are crashing. I made the association a couple years ago when I was putting these little zip fizz things in my water before I would teach a class. And I was like, wow, this is awesome. I have all this energy. And every single day at exactly 11 o'clock, I was yawning. I was like, give me my blanket and pillow. I am taking a nap. And when I ran out of these things, that sensation went away. So I started studying the effects of caffeine and crashing, and bingo, I figured it out. So be really careful with that caffeine. Definitely eat your breakfast. Food boosts your metabolism and gives you the energy to burn. The brain relies on glucose or fuel, so choose carbohydrates for breakfast, such as cereals and whole grains. This is going to get your brain to function better. Don't skip meals. When you skip meals, you get that brain fog. Brain fog is basically the street term for when your insulin levels drop, your blood sugars drop, they dip, and then you cannot function. Do not crash diet. Low-calorie diets cause a restriction in carbohydrates that will restrict your energy, obviously. And if you don't have calories to burn, you will not have energy to display. Eat lots of healthy vegetables and fruits and grains and all the things that you already know. These are all great things that are going to help you enhance your energy. Anybody notice if you eat too much, you tend to get tired? Exactly. So instead of eating 3 huge meals a day, break it down into smaller meals. This is going to help your insulin levels stabilize throughout the day, which is going to cause you to have easier time metabolizing the foods that you eat, and will cause you to have better energy throughout the day. All right. And so before I move on to the next big reason why people are tired, I want to highlight this next one in diet. Watch your sugar intake. Taking in too much sugar is going to cause your blood sugar to spike. It's much like the caffeine example. You eat the sugar and you're kind of bouncing off the walls. You're feeling that spike. After the sugar burns off, you are going to experience a crash. And you're going to have that same sensation. I call it the NyQuil sensation, where you feel like someone has drugged you and you feel like you need to take a nap. That is when your blood sugar drops so low that you just get tired. It is a response that your body has. It's something that you cannot change. There's nothing that you could drink or take to change it. And so therefore, you have to just deal with it. You have to just get through it. And this is, again, one that I noticed with myself before I broke my midday candy eating habit. I would have this midday crash. So take out the sugar and stop blaming other factors for your fatigue. If you're interested in all of this stuff, if you'd like to join me next week at Algonquin Library, I will be there at 7 p.m. for a free presentation. I'll be talking about some of these things on how to optimize your health with diet and exercise and mindset. So if you're interested in that, just log on to Algonquin Library website and register. Make sure you get a seat. It is free. And this is Tuesday, February 25th at 7 p.m. All right. So the next big one. Would you believe that people who drag all day long most likely, in fact, tremendously would not be as tired if they improved the quality of their sleep? Now, sleep is a huge factor on how our brains and how our bodies refresh themselves. And many people have a really hard time getting good sleep quality. So if you have sleep issues, obviously I can't solve them in my 26 minutes of time that I have with you, but I'm going to start this sleep segment by telling you one thing. Do not ever hit that snooze button. How you wake up is just as important in the quality of your sleep. Do not hit that snooze button. How you wake up is just as important as the amount of sleep you get. Scientists recently discovered that when you hit that snooze button, it has a negative impact on the productivity of your day, and it can last up to 4 to 6 hours. I thought about this, and lucky for me, I quit hitting that snooze button several years ago because I had a really hard time with getting up when I was hitting snooze. So you hit snooze and you fall back asleep and it just feels so good. And then the alarm rings again. And then you have to hit it again. And it feels so good. And then before you know it, it rings again. And it was torturing to me because not only did I have to hear the alarm once, but I had to hear it multiple times. So I decided, cold turkey, I'm not going to hit snooze anymore. And I noticed a tremendous impact that it had on my energy levels in a very positive way. So it led me on to researching this a little bit more. So sleep cycles are 90 to 110 minutes in length. So when we sleep, we have these sleep cycles. And when we break a sleep cycle, when we are woken up in the middle of a sleep cycle, we are more tired. So what happens is in the morning, when our alarm initially wakes us up, we're woken up. If we hit snooze, we fall back asleep. And now we are back in the middle of this sleep cycle that should be 90 to 110 minutes in length. But unless your snooze is an hour and a half long, you're woken up again in 15 minutes. And so now you've disrupted this sleep cycle. And when you wake up, you are going to be more tired because your body thinks that you should go back to bed. And when that alarm goes off, the part of your brain that's responsible for decision-making, alertness, self-control, is still in the middle of the sleep cycle, and it is unable to wake up. In fact, it needs 75 more minutes to finish doing what it is doing, which is sleep. And you are disrupting that. So do not hit the snooze button. There's actually a condition for this. It's called sleep inertia. So when you are hitting that snooze button, you better make sure that you have an hour and a half to complete that cycle. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we're talking about disrupting sleep and how that has a negative impact on your energy levels throughout the day. I was just talking about sleep inertia and how hitting that snooze button is the worst thing that you can do for your energy levels throughout the day. Sleep scientists additionally have discovered that it could take 4 to 6 hours for this sleep inertia to wear off and for your cognitive functions to return to their full capacity. So this is why you feel out of it and sleepy after hitting snooze. I've had many days actually before I knew this where I would kind of be a sleep zombie. And you know, we all have those days where you think, gosh, why am I so tired today? And what do? Then you drink a bunch of caffeine and you're actually making matters worse then. And then you think, oh, sugar's going to help me. And you eat a bunch of sugar and you're making matters worse. So instead, get up as soon as that alarm rings. Hitting that snooze button is actually going to make you sleepier. The worst part of waking up in the morning is the first 10 seconds. I mean, that's the most painful part is just actually physically getting yourself out of bed. Once that 10 seconds is up and you start moving, it's not so bad. So be aware of that tomorrow when your alarm rings and you want to hit snooze, think, do I want to be tired for the next 10 seconds or do I want to be sleepy and groggy and out of it for the rest of the day? And believe me, that's going to get you out of bed. It really is going to get you out of bed. So think about that, sleep inertia. It's huge. It's super important. Limit that caffeine. And my next one is learn how to relax. A common cause of insomnia is fretting while laying in bed. Experiment with different types of relaxation techniques until you find one that works for you. Oftentimes, people can't fall asleep because they have too many things on their mind. Now, with technology, people bring their phones to bed. And not only are we on our phones, whether we are on social media, whether we are shopping, whether we're catching up with emails, that is too much brain activity when we are trying to get our brains to relax for the night. So my big suggestion, if I could give one for those of you that are having a hard time falling asleep, is leave your phones in the other room. I recently just started doing this. It was actually a really big move for me to not bring my phone to the bedroom. I plug it in the kitchen now. I went old school. I bought a actual clock for my bedroom. I haven't had one of those in forever. So I have a clock now with an alarm, and I keep my phone in the kitchen all night because so often I would have the phone with me and I was having issues. I'd either get up in the middle of the night and check email and then your brain starts going. And then the next thing you know, it stimulates brain activity and it interrupts your sleep. Therefore, you are tired all day long. Or sometimes you just simply forget to turn off your notifications and it's either buzzing or flashing or something's going on. Your brain is curious and you're just not going to relax. There is nothing that important that can't wait till the morning. So try that trick. That's going to help. And it's going to make you feel so good all day long. Lifestyle suggestions. Clearly, if you are a smoker, cigarette smoking can cause the body to need oxygen, and it will reduce the amount of oxygen that's available. Same with vaping. It can cause stimulation of the heart rate, making it difficult to sleep. Limit the time you sit down. Reduce sedentary behaviors such as watching television and computers until you are ready to take it in for the night. And I think that's why I fall asleep when I sit down, because I'm on the go. A tired puppy is a well-behaved puppy. You guys have all heard that one before. Correct. All right. So moving on to the next one. Nutrition, hydration, and mindset. Get some exercise. Certainly, the tired puppy is a well-behaved puppy because he's been running around all day. If you are looking for more ways to have energy, try running around. Not literally running around, but I will tell you this. Activity creates energy. Those of you that do have pets or kids, do you ever notice that when you take your dog for a walk or when you take your kids to the park, initially, it's really hard to get them to calm down because they're kind of riled up. Or those of you that are grandparents or have young children, you might sometimes say, you know, just don't wind them up. If you wind them up, then it's really hard to get them to settle down. Well, that's because movement creates energy. So when you're feeling tired, try moving around. There's been times where I've been so tired, where I need to snap out of it. Going for a walk actually will elevate my energy levels to the point where I'll come home from the walk and I will end up cleaning my house because I will have sprouted this desire to move because of the energy that I received from moving. I have an Australian Shepherd. They're known as very lively, high energy dogs. My clients oftentimes will come over and if Theo, my dog, is just plopped on the floor, just dead to the world, they'll say, "Wow, did you go running with Theo today?" Always when he is dead to the world, those are days that I haven't taken him for walks. He is so lazy on the days that I don't take him for walks. And it made me think, I am lazy on days that I don't exercise. So I put that correlation together and I thought, if you wake up and do something for 3 minutes, 4 minutes, just some quick calisthenics or some little, I call them butt blasters, just a couple jumping jacks and move around, get on your treadmill for 5 minutes, go for a brisk walk, do a couple push-ups, couple sit-ups, that heart rate will go up and so will your energy levels. So these are all simple, simple things. So let me just draw a little picture for you. You wake up tomorrow morning. You hit snooze. You hit snooze again. You hit snooze the third time. Then you drag yourself out of bed. You're so tired. You lay on the couch, drink a bunch of caffeine. You get this fake sense of energy from the caffeine. You get yourself out the door for work. Now you're kind of trucking along. You have this caffeine buzz going on, making it through the day. Then all of a sudden, you get that mid-afternoon lull. That's your caffeine wearing off. Now what do? The whole day is just wah, wah. Okay, that started because of your sleep inertia that you created from hitting snooze. Second scenario, alarm rings. Of course you're tired. Just get up. Painful 10 seconds. Get up. Do 3 minutes of some sort of exercise. Toe touches, a couple planks, a couple sit-ups. I'm telling you, 3 minutes, that's it. The 3 minutes that you would normally be snoozing, correct? That right there is going to be a game changer. You are going to leave your bedroom. You are going to have so much more energy. You are probably going to leave your bedroom and start planning your day so much more effectively. You'll have your cup of coffee, keep it within limits, eat your healthy meal, after your lunch, you're not going to hit that wall because you will have the right amount of nutrients and the right amount of caffeine and hydration with water in your day, and you are going to feel great. Now, as soon as you do this enough times, you're going to have this association where you're going to know, huh, on the days that I hit snooze, I have wah, wah. And the days I don't hit snooze, I have these amazing, fabulous, full of energy days. And that is where the wildfire begins. And so, folks, this is how it happens. The correlation begins, and you will no longer have any desire to hit snooze. So this is all you have to do. Give it a try. It's really not so hard. So first things first, get your water. Make sure you're getting plenty of it. Check your diet. Make sure you are not getting too much caffeine. Make sure you're not getting too much sugar. Spread your meals out. Six small meals is better than three. Lots of hearty fruits and vegetables and complex carbs. Plenty of sleep, of course, is important, yet too much is too much. Turn off the snooze. Keep your phone in the kitchen. A little bit of movement goes a long, long way. Give it a try. I'd love to hear how it goes for you. Hope you have a lot of energy and give it a try. Have a great day.
Let's go. Make no excuses now. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's